Hey everybody, it's Paul from Credit Cafe. Obviously, this is probably the first of our little, I don't even know what we're calling them yet. Not quick tips, because that's our good friend Alex's shtick. Maybe the soapbox. I don't know what this is. It's just kind of a little thing to kind of keep the momentum going on the podcast, get a little discussion going on the forum, etc., etc. Anyway, so today I actually had the pleasure to have an exchange with the awesome Ian Abernathy. For those of you guys who don't know Ian, he is again with the awesome. He's a martial artist out of the UK, and our listeners in the UK obviously probably know who he is, and many of you probably know who he is. Fantastic guy, a lot of great thoughts on martial arts in general. He's a Rokudan now. He just made Rokudan last week, I think. And so congratulations, Dean. Anyway, he does a lot of seminars, DVDs, all manner of things. He has probably the most sort of open attitude towards martial arts. He's a traditional martial artist, but he also has respect for, you know, mixed martial arts and different modes of training. He has a lot of respect for kata, which, you know, I do as well. He's got a real deep knowledge of bunkai and history of martial arts in general and kata and the masters. Anyway, fantastic guy. So he just joined the Twitter, and he tweeted something about striking power in kata, which is basically, as we all know, Twitter, 140 characters, so you can only get across what you can get across, you know, in that time frame, or in that format. He said something about striking, you know, if you don't have striking power, the kata's, you know, useless or ineffective. And I disagreed. You know, I think kata is really there to transmit the power, transmit the concepts and all that. I think there's more to it than punching, essentially. It's kind of what we kind of went back and forth, and I kind of said it was it seems like he's saying it's a framework just to, you know, get the punch to where it needs to be. He came back and said, no, that's not really what I meant. We went back and forth. Our good friend Matt Mattson jumped in there. He also talked to him a little bit. And at the end, it was, you know, very cordial, you know, like, oh, hey, thanks for helping me straighten my stuff out, you know, or at least get my stuff across. Because I actually commented it in the end and said, you know, yeah, it's kind of hard to get it across in 140 characters. But that's kind of probably one of the good things about it, is it kind of forces people to stop, you know, waxing poetical and just say what needs to be said. And God knows, you know, I do my share of talking, right? Anyway, being someone who's recently banned for being a big fat meanie on a board or a Facebook page, I guess, you know, I thought it was kind of an interesting little exchange. And again, and I guess, you know, compliments to Ian is the fact that, you know, he can have a reasoned debate. And the thing about it is, he's such a heavyweight that I felt, you know, like a, you know, the mosquito attacking the elephant, what it came to do in kata. But opinions are like buttholes. Everyone's got one. And, you know, I think of mine's relatively informed. Anyway, the Twitter's becoming kind of a thing. And it's kind of interesting that, you know, people are getting on there and using it almost as a forum. And it's a worldwide forum for anyone who happens to be searching for it. But again, he was an example of someone who, you know, well-mannered, well-spoken, you know, well-thought and well-researched, and was very gracious. And we kept it, the exchange was like, you know, maybe 10 tweets in total. But a good time was had by all. And I think he said I asked him if he'd like to be on the show. He said, yeah, he would. He's kind of busy right now. And, of course, he's got a six-hour time difference, so that's going to be kind of interesting, because he is in England and I am in Texas. So, anyway, it'd be great to have him on there. It'd be a get. If anyone emails him or talks to him on a regular basis out there, let him, remind him, come to the show, you know, get on the show. That'd be great. Anyway, you guys got any comments or questions, give us a call in the comment line, drop us an email, or get on the forums. All right. We'll talk to you later, guys. Thanks.